Thousands of steelworkers rallied near the White House yesterday trying to convince President Bush to impose a 40% tariff on imported steel. They, as well as industry executives and members of Congress, argue that other countries with government-subsidized steel are flooding the U.S. market. Their surplus is causing a decline in the American steel industry, and businesses and unions worry about the threat to steel companies. The steel industry says the tariff would level the playing field, making American steel as competitive as imports. Leo Girard is president of the United Steelworkers. He says that foreign steel companies have exported underpriced steel in violation of international trade agreements.
The International Trade Commission did what they say is the most comprehensive investigation of any industry since the agency was created. They voted unanimously that the industry had been injured by this illegal trade and surge of imports. They determined that the administration should recommend substantial tariffs up to 40%, and they also recommended that the government should look at the tariff being used to support the 600,000 retirees who are on the verge of losing their health care, retirees and dependents. So that's why the government has to act. If the Bush administration doesn't act, what they will have done is demonstrate to the rest of the world the blueprint for eliminating an industry in America.
The Bush administration believes in free trade. They didn't even bail out Enron.
There's a huge difference between an industry like the steel industry that actually makes something, and in fact it makes something that you need to build roads and bridges and cars and infrastructure and computers and chairs and microphones. Steel is in everything. You should make sure that your industries that are domestically crucial are on a fair and a level playing field.
So you reject the argument that this would actually cost more jobs, the tariff would cost more jobs in other industries than it would protect in the steel industry.
I would say unequivocally that the tariff will not cost one job. The reality is, if nothing happens, we will lose the rest of the remaining steel industry. America will become dependent on steel from other places in the world, just like we're dependent on oil. When OPEC meets, America worries. If we don't do something about steel in 2, 3, or 5 years, when the steel cartels meet in Geneva, we'll worry and we'll be now held hostage in two fundamental industries that we need to have a strong economy.
Other countries will likely retaliate with tariffs on other products.
Look, I think that the way to handle that, and we've told this to the administration, put in a 40% tariff under U.S. law, apply U.S. law, and tell those countries as they reduce their global oversupply towards their market conditions, you will reduce the tariff. There's 300 million tons of excess capacity in the world. None of it, not one pound of it, is in America. We're the dumping ground. We're the patsies for the rest of the world.
The United States gets very upset when another nation imposes a tariff on its products. So why should the U.S. do what it criticizes others to do?
Because the U.S. doesn't get upset when the other nation is playing by the rules. We've been playing by the rules. We've been operating in an environment where we've managed to put $60 billion of modernization. We've improved productivity by 180%. We produce steel at the lowest man hours per ton, the lowest emissions per ton, the lowest energy consumption per ton. In a free and fair market, we can succeed and we can win. But we can't succeed and win when the Russians, I pick them as one example, I don't want to just single them out, but I'll use them as one example because they have the greatest oversupply. When they have 1,000 steel companies that their steel leaders say are functionally, industrially brain dead, but are being kept on life support because they need the jobs, why the heck should we have them export their unemployment to us? I believe this is a crucial industry to America's industrial well-being. America's a powerful nation because it's industrially strong, not just militarily strong. You can't be militarily strong if you're not industrially strong. So this truly is a matter of national security and the future industrial direction of America.
Leo Girard is president of the United Steelworkers. He was in Washington this week to participate in the steelworkers' rally in support of the trade tariff. President Bush is expected to make a decision on the tariff next week.